I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com, and this is Screen Grab.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Feliz Año Nuevo, Miguel.
As we tape, here's the magic of broadcasting. It's still technically 2017, but we know by the time you hear this, we'll be way into the new year. So we wanted to take a moment to talk about the year ahead and some of the stories to be on the lookout for in television in the coming year. We've talked about this a lot toward the end of the year, of course, Joe, but I think the big story of 2018 will be Disney Fox and how that all plays out. We know this is happening, but we don't know a lot of the details on how 20th Century Fox, for example, is going to be incorporated into Disney. And the big question is what happens to Fox Broadcasting? It's development season, and we have no idea if Fox is even going to be fronting new scripted shows next year. So a lot of questions going into January.
Yeah, and the real question, there's obviously for people in the industry, there are going to be a lot of exec changes in 2018, right? You're going to see people leaving positions, going to new jobs. That happens every year, but the Fox-Disney merger is going to result in some exec shakeups on both sides. You know, it's not, you know, there are going to be layoffs at ABC too, because ABC is going to want to take some people over from Fox, and that could result in some people leaving ABC who've been there for a while. So there is a downside to this. But I also think the most interesting thing for the year ahead is who's next? Who is going to do the same sort of dance? And as the big rush in television is size, is to get bigger, to join up, because you need to sort of have size in order to battle the giant tech companies such as Netflix and Google with its YouTube TV. And, you know, I think I would be shocked if CBS doesn't somehow end up with a new partner by the end of 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Leslie Moonves is a good deal maker. There are a lot of different options out there. Maybe it's some sort of strategic output deal with Sony. Maybe it is with Lionsgate.
Yeah,
Mike, do you have any idea?
Well, you know, there's always the possibility, even though they've poo-pooed in the past, of re-merging Viacom and CBS together. At some point, maybe that does make sense. But, you know, another big question we're going to be watching is, of course, AT&T Warner Brothers. And, you know, from a regulatory standpoint, does that happen? You know, on paper, that actually makes sense. There's no real overlapping properties. But as we know, the Department of Justice under Trump has really been going through that deal with a fine-tooth comb, partly because the president is not a fan of CNN. And so the big question is going to be, what does AT&T do to make that deal happen? Does it sell off certain things? Does it sell off DirecTV? There are a number of things it can do to make sure that deal happens. But you're right.
Or it can just hope that it wins the court case and not have to do some of these things, which there's some people who say that it should have to do this, that the companies are getting too big, but I honestly don't see any way around it. I'll be curious to see if Amazon does what Amazon does. All right, Amazon's going to have new leadership. They're supposedly going in a new creative direction of bigger shows, which I think is sort of a mistake. I think trying to recreate the next Game of Thrones is probably a fool's errand, but more power to them. But I wonder if Jeff Bezos, with the money that he has, maybe he picks up a sort of a broadcast network that's sort of out there. And the one that would be the most obvious to me is CBS.
Yeah.
You know, CBS has this big, broad consumer base in advertising on the broadcast side.
And
they don't have any cable properties. And you know,
and
why
not? And a tremendous library. It has that old Paramount TV library, the CBS shows. So it has classics like I Love Lucy. It has Happy Days. It has a lot of shows that
NFL rights
can be resold, etc. Joe, the other thing that will continue to resonate into the new year, of course, is all the sexual harassment allegations and the impact that that's had on television. We still don't know how Matt Lauer is going to be replaced over on the Today Show or Charlie Rose on CBS This Morning. And, you know, what other impact might occur in the coming year as, you know, more allegations come out and we learn more about certain individuals and what that might mean to the industry, what that might mean to certain executives. There's a lot more to be told on this story, which we're still in the middle of it.
Yeah. And, you know, there's going to be a Hollywood commission that's being put together with a lot of big shots from Hollywood trying to get to the next step in this, which is positive steps forward, solutions. How do you make sure that most importantly, and we've said this before, and some people think that two white guys shouldn't be saying this, but the fact is Hollywood does need more women in decision-making power. There need to be more women calling the shots in the Hollywood creative community. And I think if that can happen in 2018, that'll go a long way towards sort of solving some of these problems, or at least beginning to solve them.
Well, amen to that. And regardless of what the year brings in television, Joe and I will be here to break it down for you. Thanks, Joe.
Happy New Year, Mike.
And happy Joe. That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.